Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to the faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I ask that you anoint my mouth, my tongue, my body, my soul, dear God, that you be the one to speak through me, Heavenly Father. Allow me just to be the vessel, and I ask that you open the hearts and ears and eyes of the people here, that they may receive from you, dear God, not from man. And we ask that you bind anything that tries to distract or hinder your word from going forth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You notice right here in verse 4, it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who chose him to be a soldier. Amen. No man that is going to turn around and partake of two masters. You can't serve the world and serve God. Amen. You can't be on one side and the other side and think it's okay. This morning, God wants you to see yourself as soldiers. Do you understand me? It's time for us to make a stand for God. It's time for us to step forward and say, you know what? I am a child of the Most High God. I am a soldier for the Lord. I am a warrior for the Lord. Anybody can go and do the things of the world. Amen. Amen. Anybody can submit themselves into the worldly things. Anybody can drink. Anybody can smoke. Anybody can fight. Anybody can partake of worldly matters. But it's going to take a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. That's going to stand for the Lord in the midst of your family, in the midst of your loved ones, in the midst of the workplace. Hallelujah. Man, amen. You cannot please your mama. You cannot please your daddy. You cannot please your children. You cannot please the loved one, the boyfriend and the girlfriend. You have got to keep your mind and your eyes focused on Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else, church, will rob you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too many Christians are looking to the world for their comfort. Amen. Looking to the world to bring them happiness. Looking to the world to bring them satisfaction. And every time they end up brokenhearted, beat down and bruised and kicked to the side and want to know how it all happened, because you got your mind off of Jesus. Amen.
Right.
And you got it on the world and you can't do it this morning. We can want to cry and whine and boo-hoo when we go through things. And like our sister said this morning, she said, I didn't whine and cry about it. I called upon the elders of the church. I called upon my husband to pray over me. What does the Word of God say? It says, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Be strong. Hallelujah. In verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness. Do you understand that? Endure the hardness as a good soldier for Jesus. War is not going to be easy, church. Amen. We look at it like we become saved and everything is supposed to be peachy and everything is going to be okay. Hallelujah. But you got to realize this morning, church, that we are in a war. Amen. A war for your soul, praise God. We fight not against flesh and blood this morning, but evil spirits and principalities and rulers of darkness. Amen. They're trying to destroy your soul. They're trying to take you to hell. They're trying to take you someplace that you don't want to go. Amen.
Amen.
Think about so many Christians walking around brokenhearted and defeated and battered and bruised and oppressed and depressed. Amen. And that is not the way God wants you to be. He wants you to stand strong this morning. Amen. Stand up and be a soldier, it said, that he can be proud of. Stand up and be one that can say, when he knows, hallelujah, can I depend on that one? Can I call upon that one? Will they be there when I need them most? Amen. Hallelujah. Or will they turn around and worry about their own situations? Worry about their own finances. Worry about their own mamas and daddies and brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you right now, the ones of your own household will be the ones to come against you. Your children will stand up in your face and talk to you like you ain't got no sense. Amen. Hallelujah. People will look at you and judge you and use your past against you. Amen. They don't want to turn around and I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are possible through the Lord. Amen. The devil tries to remind you of your past. You tell him of his future. Say, at least Jesus died for me. Amen. Yeah. I got a chance. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Devil, you ain't got a chance at all. You're going straight to hell. Get behind me, Satan, where you belong. Amen. I don't want to hear about what I used to do or who I used to be. Amen. Let's talk about who I am now. Amen. What is that? It's a soldier for Jehovah. Amen. It's a soldier for God this morning. When you see our military go out to fight in the battle, do you see them sit there and say, oh, I don't want to do this, or go and hide and whine and cry? No. You look for the one that'll say, I'll lead the pack. Amen. I'll be the one that goes, God. God is looking for soldiers this morning, church. I'm looking at you and I'm asking you this morning, will you be a soldier for the Lord? Will you take a stand for God? Amen. You ain't going to back me in the corner no more. You ain't going to hurt me no more. You ain't going to hurt my family no more. Why? Because I'm a soldier of God. Hallelujah. I'm coming against you. Amen. I'm coming for you, devil. I'm not going to be up in the corner sitting there and whine, but I'm coming to get you. Amen. Learn from our brother David. Amen. The little shepherd boy who was out tending the flock. All the armies of Israel was up against the Philistines. And one man, Goliath, came out and said, I challenge anybody in your whole army, in your army of God, if there's a man of valor, tell him to come out and fight me.
Praise God.
Amen. If he defeats me, we'll serve you. If I defeat him, you serve us. Against the armies of God.
Yeah, come on now.
The armies of the Lord. Everybody wanted to say, I'm a warrior, I'm a soldier, I'm in God's... Hey, amen, ain't that the way it is today in church too? I love God, I'm a Christian, I know the Bible, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that. But when it comes down to the war, amen, when it comes down to the battle, when it comes down to your faith being tested, amen, when people turn their back on you and look at you like you done stole something from them because you serve God, how many are still going to be willing to say, I'll take a stand, amen. I stand for something, amen. I stand for God, hallelujah. I don't want to be, and you shouldn't be either, some weak, watered down Christian, amen. We ain't here to play church, hallelujah. We here to be soldiers for the Lord, amen. This ain't a place to train you, amen. It's a place to feed your spirit and your soul. So when you go to the battlefield, hallelujah, you're going to know that there's one that stands by Jesus again. Start spending time in the Word, hallelujah, before they get behind a pulpit. Praise the living God. This ain't a game, church. This ain't something that's just going to be here to tickle your flesh and make you feel all warm and bubbly. We are in a battle, hallelujah. We are in a war, amen. The devil is trying to divide families, trying to divide homes, trying to bring separation in churches. And all over the world, he's doing all he can because people are concentrating on the things of the world. Oh, I can't pay my house payment. I can't pay the water bill. I can't pay the electricity. Oh, my wife don't want me. Oh, my husband, he's cheating on me. Oh, the kids don't want mine. What do you got your eyes focused on? Because I'll tell you what right now, church. We serve, hallelujah, an awesome God. A God that's able to provide work when you need work, amen. A God that's able to pay your bills and your finances. A God that's able to mend the love life back in your marriage, amen. Able to make your children mine, hallelujah. There is nothing impossible with Jesus, amen. It's when we let go of it and let God, hallelujah, everything's going to be okay. We got to stay focused on Jesus. That is the whole thing. Stay focused on Jesus. When you are attacked and you go through battles, and I promise you, church, anybody that serves Jesus is in a war, and you will go through battles. Amen. You will fight fights. say amen.
Yeah, right.
And it will not feel good at times, but what does the Word of God say? It said endure, amen. That's what we just read. Endure. He said, I endured it. Yeah. Hallelujah. I died for you. I came down there and was down too close, amen.
Oh,
amen. How many of you have shed blood for Jesus?
Yeah.
How many of you had to suffer to the point to where you had to be suffering with just a little bit of blood or anything? We want to hurry up and name it, claim it, I'm saved, I'm a Christian. And the first thing when hard times come, what do? We jump out the car. And jump into the car of the devil. Let me go back to my false god of the drugs. Let me go back to my false god of the alcohol. Let me go back and run to the arms of a man or a woman. Let me run to extra overtime, amen. Or let me run to food in the refrigerator. Or let me run to whatever is bringing me my false God.
Yeah.
Why? Because you just don't understand, Pastor. Things is hard.
Yeah.
Things is real hard. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. They're going to be hard if you ain't putting God first.
Yeah.
They're going to be hard. You have got to put God first. He has got to be number one. Above mommy, above daddy, above brother, above sister, above spouse, everybody. God has got to be number one.
Amen. Praise God.
God is not going to move over to the side and let somebody else have his spot.
That's right.
Thou shalt not have no other gods other than me. He has to be number one if this thing is going to work. How many people do you think is enrolled in God's army? And when they stand before God with all of the disciples, picture it. And the earth is the battlefield. And all of them is looking at you right now.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Is that a real soldier for the Lord?
Amen. Come on.
Are they really being a soldier? Amen. Because they look real good on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But what are they doing outside of the church?
Right.
Are they bringing God any glory?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they bringing him shame?
Amen.
Are they true soldiers?
Yeah.
Peter and Paul and all of them were true soldiers.
Yeah.
And when they had gave everything that they could give, church, they laid down their life at the end.
That's right.
They died for their Lord. They died for the name of Jesus. If we can't run with the footmen, how do you expect to run when the horses come?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is time to get serious about God.
That's right.
It is time to look at this as soldiers for the Lord and say, you know what? I ain't going to just be one little soldier. Church, saying. I'm going to be what? The soldier.
That's right. Hallelujah.
I'm going to be the soldier.
Amen.
I'm going to be the one when God calls. Here I am, God.
Amen.
Here I am, God. How can you use me today?
Thank you.
I just don't know, God. I really don't feel comfortable with doing that. Do you think God will call on you too many times?
No.
How would you feel if God did us like that? Well, God, I need some help. Well, I just don't know. I don't feel comfortable about that, with that right now.
Amen.
How would that make you feel? Well, God tells you, son, I need you right now. I need you. I need you just to show up to the church and show the pastor that you love him.
Amen.
Give him a hug and a handshake. Well, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to get up this morning.
Come on.
I got things I need to do. You don't know my name. How would you feel if when you go to God and you say, God, I need you right now. I got a situation. I got something that needs to be handled. And he says, well, you know what? I'm kind of tired. You know, I kind of got things I need to do myself.
Amen.
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 You know, church, we have learned to be so, you know, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ was a giver. Even to the point he came down and gave his own life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And Christians got it backwards. We always want. And even the world, that sounds like who? That sounds like the world, don't it? It's always about me, 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 me. But if you was to ask yourself this morning, what have I done for God?
That's right.
What have I done for God this morning? What have I done for God this week? Have I done anything for Him other than go before Him with my long list of prayer requests? Have you prayed? Have you read your Bible? Have you sang for the Lord? Have you been a witness to your loved ones? Have you let your light shine at work? Or did you get embarrassed when people came around and put it under a bushel? You understand what I'm saying? What kind of soldier are you this morning? Are you a soldier that God can look at and say, hey, I'm proud of that one. I'm proud of that one, amen. What did he tell the devil when the devil was walking to and fro? God had him a soldier. Devil, what are you doing? He's all on walking to and fro. What does the devil do? He's a raging lion seeking whom he can devour.
That's right.
And then he was walking to and fro seeking whom he can devour.
Amen.
And of all people,
Come on now.
God said, have you considered my servant Job?
Amen.
I got a soldier for you, devil. Amen. Have you considered little old Job over here? Go run up on him if you want to run up on one of them. Because Job will be there. Job will be there for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Job will be there for you. Little old David. Hallelujah. The little shepherd boy. They came and they turned around and they said, he said, how dare you turn around and defile my God? How dare you defile the armies of the living God?
Amen.
He said, I'll go up against him. I'll be the soldier that goes up against him. And the king said, here you go. Get my armor. Hurry. Get my armor and put on this little boy. Put it on him. Armor so big and so heavy. You know, he couldn't carry that armor. You know why? Because he had the armor of Jesus already on him. And then that wasn't it, little feeble David. Instead of, and then look at all these men of armor that have been fighting for the Lord for all these years. These was killers, amen. And they turn around and see this little old shepherd boy. Turn around and say, oh yeah, we're in trouble. Look at him going out there. And he turned around and killed David. And David killed his life, amen. Not only did he kill him, guess what he did next, church? Hallelujah. With the enemy's own life, hallelujah. He took his own and chopped his head off. And he said, I'm the soldier from Jehovah. And he brought victory to Israel. Hallelujah. Because he had the armor of God. He had the rock of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he took the sword and chopped his head smooth off. How many hit? I'm a demon hunting. I'm going to get him. Amen. Send me. Hallelujah. Everybody wants to look at Christians like they weak and soft. I'm going to tell you what, that's the most strongest people you ever going to meet.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't fight each other, amen. We don't fight flesh and blood. It's too easy.
Amen.
Anybody can whoop somebody. But when you run up on a demon, amen, you better have the armor of God on.
Yeah.
You better have it ready, amen. When you can be known in heaven as a demon slayer, amen, that's when you're doing something.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
What is sickness? To me, it's a demon.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, that is true. Very true.
What is oppression and depression? What is alcohol and drugs? What is anger and bitterness? Division, rage, and wrath. Demons. Jesus said, here you go, son. This is all you're going to need.
Amen.
What is that, God? That's my blood. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the blood of Jesus. Amen. Apply it to your heart. And when you're a true soldier of God, the demons will look at you and they'll take flight. Why? Because they'll say, hey, that's one you better not mess with. That Manera knows Jesus. She's got the blood of Jesus on her heart. That is one not to be played with right there. That's one that ain't playing church, but that's being real with it. That was like a little baby right there. They'll cut your hand off, amen, and hold it up and say, devil, bring another one. Send another one.
Amen.
Sickness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. There it goes. You want to bring another one?
Amen.
Finances, God is my provider. You want to bring another one?
Amen.
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 Anger rise up against you. I rebuke you. I have a spirit of humility. I don't care if I offended that.
Jesus. That's
there goes another one.
Praise the Lord.
He says, I have given you all power in heaven and earth. Amen.
Praise the name.
Through his son, Jesus Christ. Is all there is no name greater than Jesus. There is no false God that can deliver you out of anything that God can. Amen. When I look at all them demons and I look at their false gods, you know what I say? You call upon your God, I'll call upon mine.
Amen.
We'll see what gets done. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm not up here playing games. I'm calling upon God.
That's right.
Man, God is not a man that he can lie.
That's right.
You ever heard word is bond? You ever heard that? My word is my bond. I look at Jesus in his eyes and I say, look here, this is your word.
Amen.
Your word is your bond.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm asking you, Lord, by your stripes, I'm healed. Okay, that's your word. You gave me that word, amen. And you're not a man that you can lie. Hallelujah. You gave me the word. I need deliverance. By your stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
What'd you say? You didn't give me a spirit of fear, but a love, power, what?
Sound mind,
hallelujah. Devil, get up out of my head. You ain't got no business up there. That's what the word of God says. I cast down every vain imagination that rises itself up against God. Amen. Every thought that comes in your mind, bring it into obedience under Christ. Is that coming from God? And if it ain't, get behind me, Satan. And be a soldier. Be a soldier. Don't allow the devil to play with your mind. Amen. Because I guarantee you, he will. He's attacked pastor a few times. I'm real. And I heard his thoughts in my head. I'm like, whoa. That ain't coming from God. Where is it coming from? You see, the devil, he likes to try to blindside you. You ever notice when everything's going real nice and peachy and everything's fine, next thing you know you get hit with something?
Yes, sir.
Like, where in the world did that come from?
Yes,
amen?
Amen.
Send it back where it did come from, but you don't accept it.
That's right.
I ain't accepting it. Send it back. Tell him you can't stay here, devil.
Yeah.
You ain't staying up here.
That's right.
I don't want you here. You gotta go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be a soldier this morning, church.
Amen.
Take this seriously.
That's right.
Be the one when you stand before God in front of his throne, he can look at you and say, good and well done, my son of God.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that one.
Yeah.
I don't want to stand before, I don't want to stand before God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And bring him shame.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit be done. Let his will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring him honor the way that Jesus brought honor. Jesus brought honor. Amen. He brought honor. And he is your leader. He is your general. Amen. He is the King of all kings. The Lord of all lords. Don't look to man. Hallelujah. Look to God. Jesus will lead us to the Father. And everything's going to be okay. I'm going to end with this. What our brother said. Verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me. Amen. Among many witnesses. The same. This is you. Commit thou to who? Faithful men. Who shall be able to teach others also. In other words, don't let the word of God just come in your ears this morning and then lie dormant or fall to the ground.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Take what you've heard this morning from God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Be a light that will shine. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And go and teach faithful men and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
Teach them the word of God. Why? So we can add more to the armies of God.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Stay away from the arguing and the backbiting and the bitterness and the confusion and the jealousy.
Amen.
Of foolish Christians.
That's right, yeah.
Stay away from that garbage.
That's right.
Tell me, you know what? I don't even want to protect that. I only want to talk about that.
That's right.
Bible says, if you ain't with me, you against me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. If you ain't on this side, then you must be on that side.
Right.
I don't care how pretty you dress, right. How great you look, yeah. Or how well you think you know the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Anybody can look the part.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
God don't look on the outside.
Right.
He don't care. Yeah. He don't care whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're white, black, Mexican, Indian. He don't care because he opened it up and let's see what's in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What is in your heart? Is it beating Jesus?
Thank you, Father.
This world is passing away.
That's right.
And everything in it.
Yes, sir.
We ain't got time to be arguing and bickering and backbiting and fighting amongst each other with other people.
Amen.
You say, man, you know what? I got bigger demons to slay. I ain't got time for that elementary stuff. Mm-hmm. Get on somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Get on with all that, man. Go on somewhere with that, devil.
Yeah.
Get behind me.
Amen.
Jesus would tell them all day long, even his own disciple. Peter turned around and he said, God forbid that happened to you. He said, get behind me, Satan.
That's right.
He said, you want the things of man. Think of the things of God.
Right.
Can you imagine being a disciple and Jesus tell you basically keep your mouth shut? You trying to be the devil's way? Oh, Peter was just trying to say, look, I don't want you to die. But it ain't about what you want, is it?
That's right.
It's about what God wants.
Right, right, right.
That's where we get it messed up. And we always want to put ourselves in front, amen.
Amen.
We always want to be what I want. When we get the big eye out of the picture and say, God, what is it that you want?
Amen.
How is it you want me to behave? How is it you want me to speak? How is it that you want to carry myself? You know what you're going to hear? I want you to die so I can live inside you.
Amen.
The only thing you need to do is be like King Jesus and lay down your life so he can take over. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. He will be the one preaching through you. He will be the one singing through you. He will be the one that will lead you and guide you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your body is just a shell.
That's right.
Give it all to Jesus.
Amen.
to say, just like, again, just like Jesus, that's what Jesus was here, because we can learn from him. What did Jesus say? Father, not my will,
but thy will be done.
He was teaching each and every one of us. King Jesus was teaching me that beauty. He's beautiful.
Amen.
Even to the point where he got on his hands and knees and washed his disciples' feet.
That's right.
God is an awesome God.
Amen. The King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Left heaven to come down and not be a king, but a servant.
That's right. Amen.
To all men. And then turn around and wash his servants' feet, his disciples' feet. That's right. That's exactly what that is. Ain't a bit of pride up in that.
Amen.
Too busy turn around. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. How about get out of the way and let us look at Jesus?
That's right.
You see, anybody can lift himself up. Anybody can have other people lift them up.
Yes, sir.
God ain't interested in that. He's interested, just like little Louie, the little boy, come out here. He said, "Say a scripture for the Lord." And he just came up here real nice and he just spoke the word of God. You see how beautiful it is?
Yeah.
Become like a little child.
That's right. Yeah.
Give yourself all the way to God.
All the way.
Yeah.
All the
way. Don't play games with it.
That's right. That is so right.
People's watching you.
Amen.
They're looking at you.
That's right.
You claim to be saved. You claim to be a man of God. You claim to be a woman of God.
That's right.
You got all the heavenly hosts right now. That are watching you.
That's right.
Amen.
And that are really seeing what's going on.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
They know what's happening in the late night hour.
That's right.
When don't nobody else know it. They watching.
That's right.
They seeing. Can you imagine? He turns around and he says, that he may please him who chose him. To be a soldier. He chose you to be a soldier.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but if we had to pick an army, I'd make sure I'd be picking some strong
folks.
Yeah.
If we had to go to battle, I'd say, hey, look, I'll make sure my army's going to be strong.
That's right.
God chose you because he knows that you are strong. Have in your faith towards him. It wasn't by accident you just happened to stumble up in this church.
Amen.
It wasn't by accident that you hit your knees and came to the altar. Hallelujah. And because God seen the love and the desire inside of you to serve him. Amen. Let's all stand.